There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
And away we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile live from the Greater Gulf States Fair here at the grounds. You know, we do so much on the radio of talking about what's unfair. What's unfair? So let's talk about what's fair. The fair is, and it is fair time here in South Alabama. We are live, and we'll be here till 2 o'clock today, and then I'm sure coming back out here over the next few days as well to ride the bumblebees. We'll talk about that in a second with Josh Woods. Before we get started, kind of lay out for today's show. Joining us around 12:35, Stephanie Smith from 1819news.com. She's back like our Thursday regular, and also coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson joins me for a discussion of a couple different subjects, and Niles Law being one of them. We will get into that. And then Democrat candidate for Sheriff of Mobile County, LeBaron Parkins, joins me at 1:30. So that's all coming up on today's show. Plus, we have a little time. We'll talk some more amendments like we do, and we'll continue to do like Jeff did. Like Dan and Dalton do, and we're trying to get you ready for what's coming up on Tuesday. If you hadn't heard, there's an election going on Tuesday. All right, and I'm on his grounds, literally and figuratively, executive director at the grounds. Josh Woods, good to see you, man.
Good seeing you. Thanks for coming out.
This is fun every year. This is fun every year coming out here. it's cool. We got to transect the parking lot out here.
Oh, yeah, maneuvering around there. That's interesting. It's kind of like a big corn maze, but lacking
with
the
corn. Right. It's exactly what we thought. It's like a maze, just no corn. you had Saturday. Let's talk about that before we get started. I want to talk about, but Saturday, y'all had to call an audible here with that weather.
We did, so I kind of had to wait till. You know Mobile weather.
I do.
It changes by the hour. You really can't get a good hold on it. So we did right around, I guess, about an hour before opening, had to kind of make the final call. We thought we could thought we might could wait it out, kind of see how it goes. But ultimately, you know, we did have to make the call to close, which, you know, unfortunately, Saturdays are always a bigger day for us. Unfortunately, we were unable to open, and that did set us back a little bit on attendance, but you know, we're expecting folks to still come out this weekend. We kick off tomorrow night with El King at 7 o'clock.
Dealt a bad hand on Saturday, but this weekend, I don't know if you're gonna be a lot better.
Yeah, we're looking at the weather this weekend. It looks like a lot better. Obviously, there's always rain in Mobile's forecast, but kind of looking at 0.26 inches of rain.
Nothing.
Yeah, that's just enough to beat the dirt down.
Yep.
So, you know, we're looking for a big weekend. We obviously did not want to make that call to open, but you know, it did look and it did show that we made the right call. We obviously had two tornadoes potentially touching down about a mile and a half or a quarter of a mile from us. So we made the right call. Unfortunately, it did affect attendance. But folks are still coming, and we can't wait to host them for the remaining days. We've got 4 days left. Can't wait to see them.
Let's talk about that. So you said Saturday, music-wise, El King?
We do. So Friday night, tomorrow night, we have El King on the grandstand.
Okay.
Then we have the rodeo on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday night, 6 o'clock, rodeo kicks off. Sunday, rodeo kicks off around 2, 2:30. And then Sunday at 5 o'clock, we have Sister Hazel.
Wow.
So
that's a get, man. That's good.
It is. We're excited to have them. Heard they're just nice guys, and can't wait to work with them. We had Micah Tyler last night. He's a Christian artist. He came out for Praise Night at the fair. Mike is a great guy, and I can't wait to meet Elle King. Heard she's a pretty awesome person and interesting to talk to, so I can't wait to meet her.
That's and you know, I'm going to dig into this because you mentioned something that is definitely in my wheelhouse. I know if Dalton's listening there, mentioned rodeo. So the rodeo. So let's talk rodeo. Rodeo schedule, two more nights of rodeo.
Two more nights of rodeo, a Saturday night at 6, Sunday at 2 o'clock, 2:30, kind of depending on what that looks like. But, yeah, earlier schedule on
any kind
on
of crazy Sunday. Set? Like last year, I forget what it was at the bull.
Yeah, so obviously we're still waiting for Dalton to sign up to ride a bull. Yep. He still can.
Last time he did it, he was 10 or 12, but I think he still has it.
I think it's kind of like riding a bike. You don't forget it.
You don't forget riding a bull.
Saturday, we kick off that at Saturday night at 6, and then Sunday, we kick off at 2:30 on that. Bullfighting's back. We're going to have some bullfighters, not like the whole Spanish bullfighters.
No.
But,
Greater Gulf State Fair
style. Greater Gulf State Fair style, humane way of doing it. But, yeah, that'll be an interesting thing. Obviously, there's the rodeo clown that always comes. He's awesome and amazing. Can't wait to have them back. But, yeah, our rodeo is a great rodeo. And, obviously, we might be the only rodeo mobile.
I think you are. And I think we talked about that last year. And there's, like, people that have been rodeo fans their whole life. But there's also a group of them that I'll talk to. People hear me say something on the radio about it. And they'll say, well, where do I go see rodeo? Because they watch it on TV.
Yeah.
Right, so there's been, and that has gotten people that really didn't grow up going to rodeo going, man, I want to see that in person. So this is a good chance to do that.
It is. Only rodeo, I think it might be outside of, like, maybe occasionally something might travel to the Civic Center.
Right.
I remember watching rodeo at the Civic Center at one point. We have the rodeo, full rodeo, two nights of action. It's always a good night. We have a lot of people turn out. And tomorrow night, on top of Elle King coming, we have we have $5 Fridays brought to us by Keesler Federal Credit Union. So between the hours of 4 and 7, show up. It's $5 to get in for everybody. And so there's still ways to save, even though our pre-sales are with. We still have that $5 Friday, and we're really hoping for a good turnout tomorrow night.
That's big. When you pull up in the SUV and you start loading kids out like cattle, that $5 helps helps mom and dad on that.
If you're like me and my wife, we're actually trying to build our own band. We have the three boys, so it's definitely looking for ways to save. So
yeah, well, nice thing is with those boys, you can use them as a yard service, and then at night they can go play some music shows and make a little coin for the family.
yeah, for sure. Got that dual playing going for your family.
You got to keep them busy. People listening to us right now say, okay, more information, best thing to do is go to the website or Facebook or what?
Yeah, greatergulfstatefair.com. Check our Facebook page out. We're Greater Gulf State Fair there. We're actually, so going into this, I'm having a running joke going with our interns that I'm doing my best to become TikTok famous. I think how it works.
Are you on there now?
I'm on TikTok. The fair's on TikTok, GreaterGulf_State Fair. I'm actually he work at the fair, I told the girls that hold all the calls from TikTok. Once they call and let me know that I'm TikTok famous, but we're on social media. Just look at GreaterGulfStateFair.com, Greater Gulf State Fair, and we'll keep you up to date. And yes, there is a percentage chance of rain for this weekend. Mobile.
Dr. Bill said it was actually. I mean, it was. It's kind of a for people looking for rain, it was disappointing. It's not a big enough. It's nothing like last week.
Yeah, nothing like last week. I can't wait to get the weather scale tomorrow.
Yes.
And that'll definitely solidify everything. But yeah, we're looking for a great weekend. It's going to be beautiful. But also too, it starts tonight on Thursday. Thursday's always a great night. If you're listening, Thursday's always a great night to bring your family. It's a little slower on the Midway as far as crowd size. But you really do get more bang for your buck coming Thursday and Friday night, just based on the crowd size.
I don't know. I know a little bit more about rodeo than I do rides. But I was pulling up here, and I eat some big rides because you see them from the time you turn here onto Cody. I mean, you turn off Cody onto Ziegler.
Yeah, we have the largest Midway on the Gulf Coast. Right now, this year, we have 57 rides. So we always have between 57, 62, depending on what's going on. So we have 57 rides this year. Our food midway is awesome and amazing. We have everything from pickle pizza to a Konecka corn dog to a roast beef sandwich. And then obviously we have the hand-dipped corn dogs, the cotton candy, and we have on-ground Zacks. We Pretty much, like, if you don't like to ride the rides, my wife and my boys came out last night. We rode a couple rides. We saw the amazing shows. We have a full-fledged circus. We have a science show. We have a hypnotist. That's a comedy hypnotist. That's
okay.
We actually had him hypnotize intern Rachel. She ended up singing Carrie Underwood to me, and it's pretty interesting. So it's been a great show.
Did you get video of that?
We did, of course. And then we also have this year we have a glass blower, so it's been interesting to watch him.
Well, that is cool. I've never seen it live, but I've seen it like on YouTube.
It's really cool. And we're actually going to be selling his glass after the fair, so we'll start posting pictures on our social media about that. But I'm very interesting. We have something for everybody. The cattle show was last week, and hog show was Monday, Tuesday. But we do have a chicken show Saturday.
Okay.
And so there's always that agricultural component too, on top of just the normal rodeo we have.
Yeah, Josh is making sure to say that for me. And the other ag folks out there, we love that part of it. All right, we got a couple minutes here. I want to talk to you about where we sit, and this is something you and I talk about even when it's not the fair, and that is the grounds.
Yes.
And this amazing facility the JCs have put out, this expanding facility the JCs have here. Let's talk about that.
It is. So we are a JC project, one of the three in Mobile. Azalea Trail Maids, the Fish and Rodeo.
And, y'all might have heard of, yeah.
Might have heard of that. And then obviously the Greater Gulf State Fair and the grounds. We nonprofit board directors, 14 board directors, all under 40. So you can imagine that makes for some interesting conversations. Everybody's got ideas. Very creative bunch. And they hired me, and I hired my staff, and we work for them. And obviously year round, we do roughly, I think we're on target this year to do 175 days as far as events are concerned.
Josh, so that's great.
It is. So we stay busy. We do that with 14 board directors and 7 staff members. Some changes are on the way. We wanted to accomplish that this year as far as repaving the midway, reworking the midway, repaving the parking lot. We got a lot of building stuff done on the inside. But, as we know, things have increased tremendously since COVID.
You don't say, really?
Yeah, a little bit. I think you can tell that on the grocery store when you make your grocery store runs. But we are planning next year or into this year to do our repaving project and really make it something that the facility as a whole can use year-round instead of just, 10 days during the fair. So, we stay busy on Reynolds' side of the house, hosting everything from Mardi Gras balls to marketplaces to reptile shows to parties.
That's right.
It's an interesting job.
And that's something to talk about here quickly, that if somebody has, whether they're civic group or whatever, or wedding or whatever they y'all do, I mean, it's not just shows. I mean, people can have private events.
It is. You do have private events. We're really good for large events, but we're also good for smaller events. And just reaching out to us here at the grounds, we definitely, especially with nonprofits and everything, we're a nonprofit ourselves, so we definitely do everything we can to accommodate and work with nonprofits year round.
All right. So they just call you directly, or what do they do, Joe?
Yeah, just call us at 251-344-4573. Or visit thegroundsmobile.com and fill out an event form, and we'll get back with them. And give us a couple of days. We're pretty busy right now.
Yeah, right now, yeah. Wait till mid-November, then we can.
Yeah, well, but
Josh will surface again.
We will. Let us get some caught up on sleep after the fair, and then. But we for sure we host numerous events, a lot of nonprofits events, and we also work with nonprofits and schools. We've hosted this year between Faith Academy, Baker, LaFleur, we've hosted numerous school events as fundraisers for their football teams, track teams, wrestling teams. So we definitely pride ourselves on trying to be a part of the community and give back to the community.
And y'all are. And so as you're out here at the fair this weekend or tonight, tomorrow night, or over the weekend, check that out. Check out all the, what could come here, what, you might be doing something of your own out here. Okay, once again, $5 Fridays, right?
$5 Fridays brought to us by Kiesler Federal Credit Union. Tomorrow night, 4 to 7, you get in for $5 flat. Everybody gets in for $5. And it's really going to be a great night. And I don't know of any other concert, especially El King, that you can see for $5.
No, you sold me on that. As always, man, Josh, I appreciate you. And thanks for having us back out.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, Josh Woods with The Grounds, Executive Director out here. And we're coming right back for more of Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile. We are live from the Greater Gulf States Fair here at the grounds. Cody and Ziegler, you know where I am. So you can come by and say hello if you can. If you can go through the maze out here, because they're not like officially open right now. But I have some of those FM Talk 106.5 huggers, the brand new run. I got the camo ones, like the neoprene camo ones. Tell you what, we'll throw some here in the van, because tonight, Tiger Talk Overtime, live from the Voodoo Wing Company, right across from South Alabama. You stop by tonight, we'll get you those as well, if you can't get by and see me right now. But I'll tell you what we can do right now. And thank you, Josh. This is very cool. He said, hey, I've got these. These are the Friend of the Fair Pass. Okay, so these aren't just admission passes to the fair, which is a good thing. These babies get you in, and other than corn dogs and cold drinks, you don't spend on anything else. This gets you in, rides, the whole nine yards. Let's take caller, Leanne, if we can, let's take caller number six at 343-0106, caller number six at 343-0106. You'll need to wait till I get back to the station to pick them up. I'll be back there around 2:30 or so. But caller number six at 343-0106, a four pack. Yeah, call it a family four pack. I don't want to, you know, friends pack or what. It's the Friends of the Fair passes. Four of them waiting for you if you're caller number six at 343-0106. So good luck. All right. Stephanie Smith joining us here in just a little bit. She's with 1819news.com. And hour number two, Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson joins me. And LeBaron Perkins running for sheriff, Mobile County Sheriff, for the Democrats. I want to. Coming up, so one of the things I want to talk about with Mayor Stimson, he and the Big Ten, the other nine Big Ten mayors of the state had an event about 10 days ago or so where they had a showing support for an Ayers Law and all that, and he'll talk about that. And Ayers Law, Amendment number one, we've talked about it a bunch. We will continue to talk about it between now and Tuesday. Some of the other amendments, though, that have gotten a little less discussion, we'll run through just a couple here before we go to the news. Amendment number two. As you look at your ballot coming up on Tuesday, Amendment number two is it's a green light for local governments to be able to work with private companies to expand access to broadband. All right, it's right now just the way the law is written, they can't do it. They have to go through like a third party process and all that that slows things down. This would be an enabling. It's not enabling legislation, but it enables. Those local governments to work with the private company to expand their broadband access. That polling that Todd Stacey did with Alabama Daily News and Signal comes in saying that 56% of voters in the state say they support it, 13.2% said they wouldn't, and 30.8% said they were unsure. So there's amendment number two, and we've talked about that already, but we'll revisit that as we get closer to Tuesday. But that's a broadband, that's a broadband amendment. Then we go to amendment number three, and that is the recompiling, and you heard some discussion on this on Jeff's show today, recompiling of the 1901 Constitution of the state of Alabama to remove racist language from the document, which it blows my mind still that it stayed that long. Here's what happens. Okay, and this has come up before. We've had this, and people will come out and say, yeah, but if you change that, then it does all these other things. I've looked through it. It doesn't do all these other things. The people who come out and fearmonger that if you take this racist language out of there, then it'll deny people the right to public school and all that. It doesn't. So that's going to be on there. His polling said 53.8% of voters said they are going to vote to approve that plan. 15.5% of voters said they vote against it. And 30.7 remain unsure. I tell you what, there's a lot of people remaining unsure. You know, and I think that's the problem, because outside of folks like you that listen to FM Talk 106.5 and kind of educate yourself on this full time, there's a whole bunch of people out there that just last week woke up and go, oh, yeah, that's right. We got an election coming up. And these amendments, hopefully they educate themselves on those amendments before they go into the booth. All right. Stephanie Smith, 1819news.com. She joins me next. Y'all stay right there. News is next.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile, live from the Greater Gulf States Fair here at the grounds. Always a treat to come out here and see it, you know, during the daytime. Then I'll see it at night with the kids coming up. By the way, congratulations, Cody Smith picked up that four-pack of tickets. These are, and these tickets aren't just the regular tickets. So these are, Lauren told me here that these are the Mac Daddy's Friend of the Fair passes. So you get in, other than your corn dogs and your cold drink, everything else is taken care of. So congratulations, Cody. I'll be back by probably 2:30 or so to the station. So will the tickets. More chances for you to win some coming up tomorrow as well. And a bunch of texts. We'll get to these texts in just a second. I do want to say hello to Stephanie Holden Smith from 1819news.com. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, Sean. You're at the fair. How fun is that?
It's pretty cool. This is kind of a cool gig, right? I mean, you and I have talked. I've been, you know, I get to go cool places and do radio shows. That's not a bad job.
I feel like almost every week that we talk, you're doing something that's a lot more fun than I am.
Well, you know, I-65 comes the whole way down here to Mobile. You're welcome to come down and take part in this.
Right?
Yeah, it really does. So I've heard. So you are welcome to come on down and take part in this. And I continue in this. So I want to talk about your latest op-ed piece at 1819news.com. And I say this every week. It's the darn truth. The person that I cut and paste parts of their story into my prep, instead of just most times I read a story, get a sense of it, and then I talk to whoever wrote it or, you know, wherever it came from. But there's like so many quotables in this. Okay. Your latest piece, Alabama's Children and Their Futures Are Counting on Us. You quote Corrie Ten Boom, right, from the book that so many of us read in school, The Hiding Place. And maybe I was too young. You know, it's funny, thinking about what we're talking about. I was too young to have this section mean what it does to me now. But you quote this in this book. You said, because this is talking about putting too much on children, you know, losing the innocence of children. And can you, do you have it in front of you, or do you want me to read what you quoted in there when she asked her father about the heavy piece of luggage and not being able to move it?
Yeah, either way, I have it in front of me.
Okay, go ahead and do it. Give people this quote.
Sure. The book is The Hiding Place, and for those who don't know who Corrie Ten Boom is, she and her family hid Jews away in their home, you know, during World War II. And what struck me about this quote was just how wise her father was. And that's what I wanted to point out in this. And so the quote is this. It's her talking to her dad. And so this is in her voice. And it says, "So the line that stuck in my head, sex, I was pretty sure, meant whether you were a boy or a girl. And sin made Tanti John, stepdad, very angry. But the two together meant I couldn't imagine. And so, seated next to father in the train compartment, I asked, Father, what is sex sin? He turned to look at me, as he always did when I asked a question, but to my surprise, he said nothing. At last, he stood up, lifted his traveling case from the rack over our heads, and set it onto the floor. Will you carry it off the train, Corey? He said. I stood up and tugged at it. It was crammed with the watches and spare parts he had purchased that morning. It's too heavy, I said. Yes, he said, and it would be a pretty poor father who would ask his little girl to carry such a load. It's the same way, Corey, with knowledge. Some knowledge is too heavy for children. When you are older and stronger, you can bear it. For now, you must trust me to carry it for you.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It encompasses what, you know, and it's something I've lamented for a long time. You could probably score the audience. I'm far from a prude. But I'm also somebody who believes, you know, I'm far from a prude, but I'm somebody who believes in the innocence of children. And so much of what's going on now with culture trying to put children in conversations, they just need to be dang kids. And I've gone through this, gosh, how many news stories over the decades that I'm like, just let the children be children, and the adult stuff, we can do, keep that in the adult world.
Right. Well, and the trouble, my trouble with it is this. Because we are so independently minded, and I am too. I mean, I'm preaching to myself here. As Americans, we look at society and we think, you know, you do you. Or if that family wants to do that thing, then they should be able to. If that person wants to be able to do that thing, they should be able to, because we're so independently minded. But the trouble is that there are protections put in place for children, especially elementary age, young children, that really need to be kept in place, because developmentally they can be damaged by being exposed to adult things too early. And it's one of those things, you know, I as you know, I have seven children, ages 21 to 7. And so, you know, intersectionality rules say I know what I'm talking about on this.
Yeah.
And, you know, child development is very clear now that we can, you know, see the inner workings of the brain, that development really is not finalized, especially for males, until about 25. And that, those things make sense to us when we look at our lives anecdotally. Why does it cost so much to get car insurance for my 16-year-old son? Because 16-year-old boys do stupid things in cars. You know, I mean, so, and the reason is not because they're stupid people. It's because they think they're invincible, because their brain is not fully developed. And some of the things that might occur to a 26-year-old boy or a 46-year-old man won't occur to a 16-year-old boy. And so, for me, the question is this: why the shift? Why are we accepting as a society this targeting of young children, especially on sexual matters? Because historically, we have protected kids from that.
And it's worked for so long, and I don't know where the need to change that is, but there is this push. And once again, I think you can have this discussion. Okay, you'll get in this discussion, and I'll be on Twitter or something, and then people make a whole suite of assumptions about how I view the adult subjects that are linked with this. And I go, no, that's not me. I can see the adult world one way at the same time and have some opinions that may be, closer to theirs. But with children, you don't. The children,
right.
I mean, it sounds, it's bumper sticker stuff, but let children be children. My gosh.
Well, and I mean, I do think, I mean, just trying to be objective and not heavy-handed with it, I do think that there are people who think, and I think they genuinely believe, that if you expose children to all types of sexuality or all types of people at a young age, then that will create a situation to where they are more accepting in their adulthood. And I think that that is truly the intention. The problem, the ones who are well-intended, which not everyone is, but the ones who are well-intended, I believe that there are well-intended people, you know, pushing this direction,
mm-hmm.
some of them. But I also think that there, it's a denial of science. It's a denial of an understanding that children are not miniature adults. They're not just tiny little humans with the exact same understanding of the world that adults have, nor should they. And it's for their protection and for the protection of all of society that they be allowed to grow up at their own pace and not have this artificial hypersexualization in their life from a very early age.
You know, Stephanie, this idea that they have to be exposed to these things when they're young, so they're accepting of them when they're older. You know, there's all kind of things that I wasn't exposed to as a child that as an adult, you do you thing or whatever you want to call it. But that because I was given a roadmap by my parents, not specifically to any of these activities. It's this idea of liberty of individuals, you know, you don't, you know, as for me in my house, you do this, but that doesn't mean somebody else. You can teach those lessons to children without this specific engagement in a subject that is truly the world of adults.
Right. And to me, the questions that need to be asked, in my opinion, are why the sudden turn toward children? Why the acceleration of that? Why is it acceptable now to have board books that address gender and sexuality when children who can't read don't need to understand human sexuality? Why do we need children to understand every variation of human sexuality when they don't understand what sex is in the first place? Those are the questions that I feel like need answered. And then, you know, once we answer some of those questions about who might benefit or who might be pushing in that direction and why, then we can turn around and figure out what makes sense for kids. To me, the strange thing is that there's just this open-endedness to this, whereas when we were kids, you wouldn't be able to take a 10-year-old to a strip club, right? You wouldn't be able to take a 10-year-old out for beers. You wouldn't be able to take a 10-year-old, you know, to do certain things that were inappropriate for 10-year-olds. Well, now there's nothing that's inappropriate for 10-year-olds. Family-friendly drag shows at public libraries. That sounds like a joke, but it's not.
And it's not. And it's this idea, right, that these adult things need to be... need to be the part of the world of children, it, you know. And something comes in that frustrated me, and I won't even start all the trouble. But certain groups out there, youth, civic groups, are all right. I'll say it. I'll say scouting, and I'm involved in scouting, and I believe a lot in scouting. But when they pushed there to have a discussion of who was gay and who was not gay, it was coming nothing from me worried about who's gay and not gay. I'm you know. Really, you're talking about laissez-faire. I'm that way, but
right.
I lamented. I said, "This is not what scouting is about. This is not. Mm-hmm. This is not what we should. I mean, why don't we leave these things? Will happen naturally when they're older. Right now, let's learn to tie some knots and start a fire. You know, and do backpacking.
Right. And I have when a those lot things happen for both girl and boy scouts. But to me, this move toward androgynous or this move toward having the sexes be completely interchangeable is a tactic, and we need to be honest about the fact that it's a tactic. And so regardless of our respect level for the institutions who are doing it, and basically every institution I can think of off the top of my head is doing this at this point, even some churches, the question to me is, who benefits from this tactic? Because it's not kids. Kids are being intentionally confused, and this whole idea that adolescence or any time that you're unhappy during middle school probably means that you have a sexual dysfunction makes no sense to me, because I literally cannot think of 5 people, much less 10 people, who would look at me in the face and say, you know what I really enjoyed? Middle school. No one enjoyed middle school. It's a difficult time period, but difficult things and awkwardness doesn't necessarily mean that there's a problem. That's just part of life.
That's for sure. Stephanie, remind folks about 1819news.com, what y'all are all about.
Yeah, 1819 News is a statewide news organization that is covering things from, the Tennessee state line all the way down to the coast. What's happening in Alabama politically, what's happening in Alabama socially, and in all of our communities. And if you sign up for their newsletter, they'll drop the day's news in your inbox every morning about 5:30 in the morning.
Good stuff. As always, I appreciate our conversations. Looking forward to next week.
Have fun at the fair, Sean.
I will. Yeah, it's the fair. I'm going to have a great time. There she goes, Stephanie Holden Smith, 1819news.com. And yeah, we are live at the grounds. Greater Gulf State Fair going on 4 more nights. Four more days. You got tonight back. And then, of course, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And tomorrow, too, Josh Woods, executive director out here, said $5 Fridays are back. Brought to you by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Your chance to get all those youngins in for just $5 each. So check it out tomorrow night or tonight or Saturday or Sunday. It's the fair. And we're coming right back. More Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
You know, welcome back. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. To answer earlier text here, I don't know, and I guess, David, I've not done a good job of being an agent for the band we created yesterday on the show. Maybe that means I need to... Well, actually, I have to form the band first. Remember, if y'all were listening yesterday, or just looking at polling data out there, you always see, battleground states and blah, 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 blah. And then they go, yeah, suburban soccer moms are breaking for the Democrats or breaking for the Republicans. And I just said, that's seems like a band name that should have happened, the suburban soccer moms, right? Well, let's see here. David said, when are the suburban soccer moms going to be playing the Greater Gulf State Fair? Not soon enough. I got to get the band formed, though. You know, yesterday we went through, is it going to have a horn section and a squeeze box? To somebody else said it was full synth. I don't know. We got to put the band together. I'm liking the Blues Brothers. We're riding around trying to pick up the members of the band, you know, from their jobs, and then and put the band together. Thank you, Calvin. Heads up here. Traffic for Baldwin County. Wreck Highway 59 southbound just before County Road 12 in Foley. That's been a little bit ago, so it might be cleaned up by now. I don't know, but that was, once again, 59 southbound just before County Road 12 in Foley. Let's see. Jay says, I forgot the fair was going on. Now I'm debating on whether the traffic and parking will be worth going just for the food. You know, there's... Folks are, you know, folks love some. I mean, you remember what they did when during the shutdown, right? And they couldn't do the fair and do the regular thing. They did that fair food. You could drive out here to the parking lot and get fair food. You remember that? That was, I think Josh said that went over big time, big time. Let's see. Matt said, Sean, please, please stop dancing around the subject idea. It is all about the sexualization of children and making them available to people that prefer to have sex with. It's not hard to understand. I don't know, Matt. And that's Matt and Fairhope. Or is there, even Stephanie and I were talking about, I think there are people, there are some people within that are well-intentioned. But they're wrong. You know, trying to make it, to normalize it means you got to make the kids get in something way too early. So I don't. So Matt, I don't think the full movement, even though I hear what you're saying, and there are stories of those people, sure. I don't think that's the full movement. It'd be easier, right, for me to sit here and say that and make it everything's black and white. I don't think it is, but I just know that there's a whole bunch of stuff that's out there that, you know, we can discuss as adults. Doesn't bother me. I don't blush. I don't care. It's just not for kids. Grant suggested that as we're putting the band together, this is the problem. There are too many cooks in the kitchen because, you know, we started Suburban Soccer Moms, the band, yesterday. We added different things. Now, Grant says we got to have someone slapping spoons and one blowing on an old whiskey jug. So, is this going to be Bear Country Jamboree, or is it going to be, I mean, I guess we got to first figure out kind of the genre of music for Suburban Soccer Moms, what they sound like. Are they a rock band? I don't think they're country. They rock, you know, somebody said, but are they blue? Now, bluegrass? I could do bluegrass that way. So I don't know. We'll keep working. Okay. Oh, and my friend Jolene Roxbury said she would sing. Now, I would love that. That would make the band. So, Jolene, the first, you're in. First band member in. She is in. Now we build the band from there. So it's basically like we only have, well, I mean, at the start of the Blues Brothers, you had Jake and Elwood. You had to go get the rest of the band. But we have, like, our Jake and Elwood is Jolene. So now we just got to build the rest of the band out. We just got to figure out what instruments they're playing, what the music's going to sound like. Terry, the wording in the Baldwin County ballot to allow expansion of county commission powers on is very misleading. All it says is, should the provisions of AL 2005-200 apply in Baldwin County? It is not identified as a power grab by county politicians, so a vote no on that little box. All right, Terry. You know what? We'll look at that. I've got it in front of me, but I need to have a little more time to look at that and kind of read through it and go into the language of it. I mean, I'm looking at what you're looking at. I see that amendment, but I got to dig into that one. You know, we talked about the amendments here. We're going to keep going through these. You know, I've got a Nye's Law, and we'll talk about Nye's Law here shortly. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson, one of the Big Ten mayors of the state, they have these different meetings. They had one probably 10 days ago or so where they, you know, not surprisingly, gave approval to a Nye's Law. I mean, remember this. A Nye's Law passed the House and the Senate unanimously. A bill that was put together by Representative Chip Brown, District 105, right here. Last on the charge, number one in your hearts, 105, 105, 105. He put that together, and it passed. You know, I mean, you couldn't get the most basic, the Sun Rises in the East bill to be passed unanimously in the Alabama legislature, but this one was. So I think we're good. We just need to make sure that people know, as confusing as some ballots are, like, how about this? And I've said it a few times, and I'll continue to say it. If you want an Nye's Law to go into effect, you vote yes. Okay. We'll talk about that and some other city issues with Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson coming up. And also at 1:30, LeBaron Perkins. He is running for Mobile County Sheriff for the Democrats. He joins us live from the Greater Gulf State Fairgrounds.